Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 36 this morning. Psalm 36, another Psalm of David. The transgression of the wicked says within my heart, there's no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity shall not be found out and be hated. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He's left off to be wise and to do good. He devises iniquity on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reaches unto the skies. Thy righteousness is like the mountains of God. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How precious is thy loving kindness, O God! And the children of men whom take refuge in the shadow of thy wings, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are thrust down and shall not be able to rise. David here describes what makes the wicked wicked. He says, this is what makes someone who is bad, bad. And what I found interesting in this psalm is that these descriptions are universal. Whether one is religious or not, what he describes are things that are unappealing and that drive people away. People who have no fear of God in their eyes. Change the word God to law or order. They have no fear of law. They have no fear of justice in their eyes. They flatter themselves, and they are confident that they will escape discovery, that they will escape judgment from others. Their words are full of ugliness and iniquity. Their words are deceitful to hurt. Their words and lifestyle is toward being unwise and without good behavior and these ugly works. They dream of hurting in their bed, and they set themselves in order to have a day of that as their work, and they bring people down. These are troubles the world over. What David describes as a trouble and a problem and ugly is a universal. His answer is to point toward one who is the antithesis of this. And he says that there is a God who is of love and comfort and order. Are these ugly ones selfish and iniquitous and full of self-driven pride and hurt? Well, there is a God who does right and good things, one who preserves all, one who has wings of protection, one in whose house a person can have satisfaction and supply, one who is a fountain of life and who gives light by which others can see. And see, that is the complete opposite of those who are selfishly hurting others, dimming the skies with unwise thoughts. This is one who provides vision and provides light and provides life. Let's read it again. The transgression of the wicked says within my heart, there's no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity shall not be found out and be hated. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He's left off to be wise and to do good. He devises iniquity upon his bed. He sets himself in the way that is not good. He abhors not evil. Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reaches unto the skies. Thy righteousness is like the mountains of God. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How precious is thy loving kindness, O God! And the children of men who take refuge under the shadow of thy wings, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are thrust down and shall not be able to rise. The psalm ends with a prayer that we will be able to stay away from such evil ones and that we will stay with such a good one. We need to consider what is wrong in this world and meditate on where we can find what is right. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.